Good afternoon. I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 184th edition of New Manners Speak. This is a weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During the show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as New Mainers. My guest today is Claude Roganje. If you are one of the few people in town who doesn't yet know him, he is the executive director of Prosperity Maine, which is the new name for Community Financial Literacy. He was my guest on two other occasions, so if you wish to hear more about his backstory, you can listen at newmainerspeak.com under the archived shows. You will hear about his early life in Democratic Republic of Congo, his aspirations, education, with a bachelor's and a master's degree, and his work. And you will soon hear he is a delight to listen to because he has such genuine enthusiasm for life and community building. So welcome back to New Manners Speak, Claude.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you for having me again.
It's a lot of fun. You know, I listened back to your first interview, which was my 14th interview. So that was roughly 4 years ago. And when we got to the end and you talked about all your goals, I kind of giggled to myself how wonderful it is that you have met all those goals.
Oh, wonderful. It's good to be reminded that sometimes we fulfill our goals, because every day when I teach or when Clement, one of our staff, is teaching, we emphasize a lot on the goals, because one of the things that we have learned, if people don't have goals, it's even harder for them to accomplish something. For instance, in terms of saving money, you can't just save unless you have a plan and the goal that you're trying to reach. I'm glad to hear that we are fulfilling some of the goals. So we do what we preach.
Yes. Well, that's right. And you're so much more likely to land where you want to land if you have a plan of where you're going and how you're going to get there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Prosperity Maine empowers members of refugee and immigrant communities to invest in themselves and build financial stability, build careers, businesses, and wealth. Claude, you all offer free classes and much more. Can you tell us what kinds of things your organization offers to refugees, immigrants, and low-income Mainers?
Absolutely. Again, we are a nonprofit organization. We have been around for 10 years. It's hard for me to describe everything we do in just a few seconds. But the biggest focus of our work is on financial education, which has been all along the work of Community Financial Literacy, now Prosperity Maine. We offer financial education. We offer, and if I can be specific, we teach basic money management. We teach savings to build wealth. We teach career development. And we do a lot of workshops in terms of overdraft protection. We talked about how to save for retirement, how to save for education. And then also we do the matching program, which is known as IDA, where a family will come. If you qualify and you meet the guideline, you save up to $4,000. We can match with another $4,000, and the money can be used for education, for small business startup, and also the money can be used to purchase a vehicle if you are going in to work or are going to school. So, and also in those two courses, there are a few courses that I mentioned. We focus on banking, financial goals. We focus on building credit. As you know, many new men, as really when they come to this country, they don't have any idea. They come from cash-based organizations where really the system of credit is not utilized. So we need to help them so that nobody or the financial institutions are not taking advantage of them. So by giving them credit at high interest rate, so we try to educate them as early on. So that's why we focus on credit score. And also we want to teach people, because most of those folks who we are teaching are kind of from their own countries in survival mode. They just wanted to get what they can be able to afford today. But when they come to us, we try to tell them about long term. How can you be able to save money that will help you long term, not only today? So those are the few things that we do. And also in partnership with other organizations, we provide workforce development. We teach people how to utilize the career that they already have and how it can be those skills can be transferable to long-term skills in here in this country.
Wow, that's kind of a lot. How many people manage this?
We have, I will say that we have, right now we have four full-time staff and a part-time consultant, but we do hire a consultant here and there. But also we have a wonderful board of directors that really supports the whole infrastructure of the organization. That's something that people really don't realize, because a board member is there really. They have a fiduciary responsibility to help the organization, and their priorities are to help the organization raise money. But as far as really the work, I know for sure that based on what you said, you say, wow, yes, we do a lot with fewer employees. Mm-hmm. That's why we're kind of looking now to see if we can add more staff to build more internal capacity.
Do you teach some of these classes?
I do teach some of the classes, but most of the classes now are being taught by Clement Yombe, who just received his master's degree in economic development. So he's also an immigrant like myself. He was one of my students that I trained, and now he has taken over. Right now, actually, we're trying to hire another instructor to help Clement because of the growth of the nonprofit.
That's so wonderful. And actually, when you were describing that, I thought, it's actually a really hard job. You're not just teaching about here's a place you can put your money in, this is what it does when it's there. You're teaching a mindset.
Correct.
You don't have to just think of tomorrow. You can actually think of next year and 25 years from now. In fact, you must.
That's correct. So there are two things that we focus on when we are teaching. And that's what can help really people to change or to even keep what we are teaching. One is we give knowledge to people who are new to this country. For instance, this morning I was at the church where they were talking about, a pastor was preaching, was talking about how we don't have a credit in the countries where we came from, like a credit card. So here people can swap credit cards without knowing that this is a loan they're using. So we try to give people knowledge first on how the system works. And then we focus on a second step, which is a behavior change. So what we provide is we give tools, but people are only responsible for the changes. So when it comes to behavior change, we said, okay, these are the tools, but unless you make some changes, you won't reach your goals. So those are the two things which are very hard. And the reason why we continue to help new miners with those two steps is because we know that they didn't really have the skills of the finances, the complexity of the American financial system, to be able to say, oh, what am I doing? But as other Americans may have learned, may have heard about these tools, and it's just a matter of changing their behavior to say, I need to make a decision. I need to change. But for us, new miners, we have to go through those two steps.
Yes, and even you went through them in a former interview. You talked about when you worked at Nichols and they asked you if you wanted the 401k plan. And you're like, I don't know what's a 401k
exactly.
plan.
Exactly.
Oh, that sounds good. So, yes, of course, if you're not coming from the system, what does 401k mean?
Right.
That's what you're doing. You're changing
exactly.
these lives by helping them plan into the future so they can own a business, so they can send their kids to college.
That's absolutely what I meant when I said we need to educate people from the beginning. And the whole basis of Prosperity Maine, the whole reason I started as a founder of the organization was actually based on those terminology which I didn't understand, the terms, the tools, that people don't really realize that now we have to look beyond what we can see today. retirement account, it's not something that I'm going to use today, but it's something that I can use when I retire. Mm-hmm. But for people who are on a survivor mode, it's hard for them to imagine that I need tomorrow when they can fulfill today.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have such a different social structure here, too. You know, I think about how elderly people in Congo, they're just folded right into the family. There's no question of what's going to happen and who's going to feed them if they need that.
Correct.
But here, it's different. Everyone's out on the streets working, and no one's home to take care of grandma.
I know.
And the kids. Right?
It's a new life.
Yes. And so you need different tools.
Correct.
And you're there to offer them. So now you have a new name. All this time you've been Community Financial Literacy. Can you say what that's all about? After 10 years, why did you feel that CFL needed a new name?
Wonderful. I'm telling you, it was a long process. We started the new name change in 2014. It was not until 2018 that we were able to complete it and to be able to go public with our new name. The reason of the change is, again, the growth of the organization. When we first started back in 2008, our focus was on financial literacy. So we were only thinking that we're going to be teaching financial literacy, the basics. And that's the whole meaning of literacy. But over time, we found ourselves not teaching anymore financial literacy alone. We switched from financial literacy to financial stability. And to be able to help someone build wealth or build stability, it's not only financial literacy that can get someone there. So what it takes, this is how we thought about this. You need to get a job to be able to make money so that we can help them make money. So the first step is getting a job. But after a while, either you get a job or you start a business. So those are the source of income that you can be able to do. So we started actually doing those two other things, knowing that managing money, you have to have money first. And the second thing we realized, if you have a job, but it's not good paying jobs, it's not sufficient either to be able to help you build wealth. So that's when we started going into higher education. Matter of fact, we started a scholarship fund to help new minors who are mostly asylum seekers who don't qualify for any financial aid, whether state or federal. So we realize if we support someone with higher education, they will get a better job, and not only a better job, but better paying jobs. So we added the higher education. We added the workforce development, small business management or startup. And then we came to a conclusion that now it's a nice place to now help people who are making money manage their money. So with all these pieces we're doing of financial stability, it was actually beyond the small box of financial literacy itself.
You needed a bigger umbrella.
We needed a big umbrella. Mm-hmm. And if you sum up all those pieces we're doing together, we were building prosperity. That's where Prosperity Man comes from.
Yes, it's written Prosperity ME, but pronounced Prosperity Maine.
Correct.
Beautiful new logo, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, so who came up with the name?
The staff came up with the name. Uh-huh. The staff came up with the name. We've been really going back and forth. I remember the board. We did, like I said, it took us a very long time. The board member did some mapping. We created subcommittees. We came up with different names. But at the end of the day, when we're thinking about what we do at the staff, we thought, Prosperity is really the nice name that we can use.
It's very positive. Like, financial literacy almost is communicating something basic.
Sure.
Prosperity, that's the lids off the
exactly.
jar, right? Anything's possible.
Exactly. That's what, actually, you brought a very good point. When I started Community Financial Literacy a long time ago, somebody told me, where are you taking the people after they learn the financial literacy? Now this is really meaningful, that prosperity is unlimited. we're not only focusing on literacy, but we're focusing on people building wealth, people building family being prosper. So that's a long-term initiative than just short-term.
Yes, you're thinking ahead.
Absolutely.
And that's good because you're a goal maker. If you're just joining this conversation, welcome. You're listening to New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Vanahan, and my guest today is Claude Rogange, the Executive Director of Prosperity Maine, formerly known as Community Financial Literacy. So there's so much to cover in so little time. I'm just making some choices here. I wanted to just really highlight something that Prosperity Maine's doing and starting to do very well that has been a need for a while, and that is helping asylum seekers. You know, when we say immigrants, that's a big umbrella, and there are many kinds of immigrants. There are refugees, there are people who marry in, there are asylum seekers. Asylum seekers come to the United States, and they generally are leaders and doctors and lawyers and whatnot. And then they come here, and they can't get any financial help to go to school, and they have to pay out-of-country tuition rates. So that's so prohibitive. So here you have these very able people that have not had access to education. Even the scholarship funds aren't covering their scholarships. So can you say a few bits about how you've met the need?
Sure.
How you're working on that?
Thank you, Kate, for asking this question. In the last 2 years, when we started counseling for higher education, we were really disappointed to see many people coming looking for ways to support their education. Most of those who were coming were asylum seekers. They did not qualify for any financial federal aid or state aid. We started thinking how we could really help them get education again. Remember, part of the education is part of working and making better lives, and then saving money for the future. So I approached the board and said, what can we do? So they said, okay, let us open up ourselves at the biggest event we always host in spring, which we do annual celebration. We said, okay, let's ask our sponsors and the funders if they are willing to support the organization in this direction, or they're willing to support the asylum seeker with fund. So we were able to raise $10,000 at that event. And then over the summer, we continued to ask for funding. So in 2017, we were able to raise $20,000 to support at least three students. And again, when I say to support three students, we were able to award a three full scholarship to three students who are going to SMCC this fall. And when I say full scholarship, we'll be covering the tuition, fees, and the books. So, and our commitment was to support them for 2 years, actually, so that they can have an associate degree. In the middle of doing that, when someone, a good anonymous donor, learned that we were doing this kind of work, he was very generous to jump and say, I want to support, again, this program. And he donated $75,000 to the project, which he said, I want this project to be, this fund to be matched. So we started this year in 2018 to try to match those $75,000. And so far, we have raised another $25,000. So we're still in the process of the campaign to try to raise the extra $50,000 to match the $75,000. And this way, we're going to open up because new men as asylum seeker, not only in Poland or cannot only attend SMCC, but also be able to attend Central Community College and other colleges in Lewiston, Portland, and Augusta as well.
This is very exciting. And if you're a betting person, betting on an asylum seeker is actually a really good bet.
Absolutely.
Right, these are not only people who had risen to the top in their own country, but they've figured out how to get here and work this system, and they're trying to get an education so they can apply their skills here. These are savvy, hardworking people.
Absolutely. Basically, what we're trying to do here, we're trying to help men's economy. So we are struggling to find employees. So employer really need these new manners. And that I figured out some of these businesses will be able to listen to us and really support our work based on what we do, because the future of men's economy will depend on how we all work together as new manners, the host, Americans, and so on.
Yeah, kind of the one human family. Here we are in Maine. Let's work together.
Absolutely. It's one Maine and not two Maines.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I hear you're hiring at Prosperity Maine. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you're looking for in case listeners might know somebody who's just right for you?
Yes, as you said early, how many staff do we have? Absolutely, we do not have enough staff to cover the work that we do. So we have recently expanded to Lewiston. We opened a new office in Lewiston. We had an open house about 2 weeks ago. It was really great.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. So what we realized as we continue to grow and as we continue to offer more services to the new manners, we really need to increase our internal capacity. To go back to your question, right now we are hiring for an instructor of financial educator, if I can say, who will be helping Clement. Clement Yombe has been teaching for the last 5 years, and we realized that really the growth needed to happen so we can hire somebody else to help him. So, and I can continue myself into fundraising and also other work related to the organization. So right now we are hiring. We need people who are passionate, people who are bilingual, who can be able to provide financial education, financial counseling to the new manners. So that application, the job is being posted. And if you're interested, please feel free to apply. But we'll be having two other positions late this month, okay, open again. So we are growing.
Wonderful. And they would find it on
prosperitymaine.org.
That's Prosperity ME.
.org.
Correct. Wonderful. So the first time you came on, you told me about the goals that you wanted to meet, and you met them. And the second time you came on, you told me about the goals you wanted to meet of opening a place in Lewiston, and you've done that. What's ahead for Prosperity Maine?
We really want to build a place where new manners will come and find a solution to their financial issues. This time, I'm not trying to project new goals. My goals right now is to build internal capacity of the organization.
And sustainability.
And stability. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that we need to do is we need to do our work efficiently. So we are looking to see how do we work? How do we really do a better job for what do we do right now before we can jump into new programs? But by the way, I don't know if I did mention that we have also started a housing project, because we just started a program that we're working with Infinity Credit Union, which is supporting an asylum seeker with security deposit.
Wow.
So
that's exciting.
It
too.
Is. Because, you know, housing is really a big deal.
Nearly impossible, yeah.
So Portland. That's a new program. So we need to sustain supporting immigrant. The program is called Supporting Immigrant Tenant. We need to sustain the scholarship fund across Maine. We need to sustain the financial literacy. We need to sustain the workforce development. We need to continue building internal capacity before we can. We already have more than enough that we can work on before we can jump on something else.
You are driving a big team of horses, and it's very powerful. You have a lot of good thinkers and planners and secret keepers on your ranks, because this name was a big, fat secret. Nobody knew until the big reveal.
And absolutely.
May, I was so impressed you could keep that secret.
Thank you.
Claude, you are such a fabulous leader because you make people feel excited to be part of all the things that you're doing. You are like the Pied Piper of financial literacy. And it's fun to be around you and your bright spirit. Thank you so much for coming back to New Manners Speak.
Kate.
It's always delightful to have you here.
It's always my pleasure to come to the show. And thank you, Kate, for what you do for New Manners. Really, this show has highlighted a lot of skills and talent that New Manners have. and continue to do the work that you do. We really appreciate that. I'll be always delighted and happy to come anytime you need me to come to the show.
I feel so lucky. Thank you. And thank you all for listening. Please join us each week for similar interviews from diverse members of our community. I'm Kate Manahan. Closing today's program with a song that Claude has selected for us. I wonder if you could tell us why you chose this one, Claude.
I chose this song because Mike Kalambai is really my favorite singer. He's from the Congo. He'll be here in Portland, Maine in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's touring, and he's going to come right here to USM.
He's going to come here at USM, so please, if you have time, you can join us. The songs mean innovation, courage, and it really shows that those who are desperate, you have a place. So please, if you have time, Mike Kalambai will be in town. July 20th through 22nd. He's a very inspirational singer and a speaker at the same time. So that's why I chose the song.
Wonderful.
The right moment for him to be here.
Oh, it's a good promo too. And thanks. This is Belela.
Thank you.
Vita mokonzi nkumu monene Naluka yona vangomba baveye bachen baretre Zamba vantoma zamba milimo ya basa poli Manati nini kolemba na nangoe Kobola nini jova okokate kosilisa Probleme nini goliente nini yango Efelo nini okokate kokoisa Talanga mwana, na komi na suka Nibosumba ya monanasi, mananga mapinga ya falo Mwenyo kilo sambo, tozongi na yoe Otikana jame koyo kisa soni, bae batale la kayo Belela zambo moto abengali wapongi akufa mea sekwa sokyo kibite defete kutina kaya basatu haleluya sokyo salite matange kutina ngambo nangai kalanga mwana nako minasuka ibosoma ya monanasi mananga mapinga ya falo moyo kilo sambo tozongi na yoe Otikala jame koyo kisa soni bae basale la kayo Tango ko sa jolaza, tango ko sa la masa jolie. difficile.